This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa ala. We will take two more blessed names of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And these are the last two names, the third and fourth names of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, that relate to the trilateral root Hamida Yahmadu, Hamdan, which is to praise. So we've already spoken about the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad. He's the oft praised. Just as we have spoken a little bit about the second name of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad, which is translated greatest of praisers. So, Muhammad and Ahmad. And then we have two other names that are related to that these names that were just mentioned, but they're also that derive from Hamida Yahmadu. So, the name of our Prophet ﷺ, Hamid, one of his beautiful names. And this is translated as praiser. And then the name of our Prophet ﷺ, Mahmud, praised one. And so these are not emphatic forms, as opposed to the superlative of Ahmed and the emphatic form Muhammad, who is the oft praise. And so anything that relates to praise, he has a name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that points to that meaning. And so in the book here, we have Hamid, praiser. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Allah himself and Allah's servants. And he praises our good actions before Allah in the intermediary realm whilst in the grave. As he has said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my being alive is good for you. You perform acts and matters are legislated for you. And when I die, my passing away shall be good for you. Your deeds will be shown to me. And whatever good I see, I will praise Allah. And whatever bad I see, I will ask Allah to forgive you. This hadith is narrated by Al-Bazzar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, no one praised Allah unconditionally, like our Prophet did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is the Hamad, the one who, that praises Allah in the way that he is deserving to be praised. And so he praised Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as there was certain servants that he would praise, and that our Prophet would use praise of people to encourage people to do more, not for them to become deluded, but in order to encourage them to do more, to show that what they're doing is the right thing. And they would receive this praise from the Prophet ﷺ, which they indicated this was a good thing to do, to draw near to the Lord, and it would cause them to do more. It would give them hope. And from the blessing of his radiant praise that came from the most pure heart in existence, they'd be protected from the negative aspects of what could come with praise. And he praises our good actions before Allah. So think about it. Our actions are shown to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our actions are shown to him. How is the best of creation when our actions are shown to him? That in and of itself is enough for us not to do wrong. Do we really want a wrong action to be shown to the best of creation? May Allah forgive us. SubhanAllah. Do we really want to that hurt the heart of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who cares so much about us, as opposed to doing good? When he sees good, he thanks Allah. He praises Allah jalla jalaluhu when we do good. And then his name sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mahmud. He is praised because Allah praises him. So Mahmud, praised one. As do his servants. So Allah praises him, as do the servants of Allah. He was known as Mahmud in the Psalms of David alayhi salam, and in the Torah, according to Muhammad al-Mahdi al-Fasi in his commentary on Dalail al-Khairat. some scholars have stated that he is known by this name in the heavens. And that our Prophet ﷺ has what is known as al-maqam al-mahmud, the praiseworthy station. And there's a hadith in Bukhari says, "Inna nas yasiruna yawm al-qiyamah," that everybody will on the day of judgment that be on their knees. Kullu ummatin tatba' nabiha, every that ummah will follow its prophet. Yaqulun ya furan ishfa', ya furan ishfa', that they will address their prophets and ask them to intercede for them. And that it was repeated twice. Hatta tantahi ash-shafa'a ila nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the shafa'a, the intercession that comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, فَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمْ يَبْعَثُهُ اللَّهُ الْمَقَامُ الْرَحْمُ. This is the day that Allah will raise him to the praiseworthy station. And then in a much longer hadith is the hadith that we've all heard about what's going to transpire on the day of judgment. And they would go to the various prophets until they come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, who will then be granted intercession. And in the narration of this hadith, this is also in Bukhari, that Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. This verse was recited. That perhaps your Lord is going to raise you to a praiseworthy station. So the maqam al-mahmud is the praiseworthy station where everybody who's ever lived will know the station of Sayyidina Muhammad with the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And everybody will want his intercession. And هَذَا الْمَقَامَ الَّذِي وَعَدَهُ نَبِيُّكُمْ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is the praiseworthy station that Allah has promised your Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and we've been given a practical way to receive the blessing of him receiving the maqam al-mahmud, although Allah has already guaranteed it to him by us making dua for him. مَنْ قَالَ هِنَ يَسْمَعْ نِدَى, whoever says when they hear the adhan, we're about to hear the adhan shortly, اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي محمد الوصيلة والفضيلة. This is also in Bukhari. وَبْعَثُ in مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, and grant him the praiseworthy station الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ, that you have promised him. What happens if he says حَلَّتَ لَهُ شَفَعَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ? This person will receive the intercession of our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the Day of Judgment. So his name is, one of his blessed names, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Mahmud, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.